Good morning. I had a memorable and moving experience at my home village in Aberdeenshire. I was walking along the coastal path when my eye caught sight of a seagull. It was standing on a rock, and then it flew up, it circled around, and then came back to the very same rock. I thought, what sort of a life has it got? It stands on the rock, it flies in circles, it eats and sleeps, and repeats it again and again. Then I became a little self-conscious, for I was standing on a similar rock myself. What does my life amount to? I wake up, I eat, I fly about, I go to bed, and I repeat the cycle, over and over. What does God expect from a seagull? Just that it be a seagull. What does God expect from a daffodil? Just that it bloom, be a blooming good daffodil, its sweet self. What does God expect of you or me? We sometimes decide that we must do this and that, we must achieve this and that, we must obtain things and buy things and work for things, and we end up in a rat race, hamsters in a wheel. God is the one who alone can make the assessments about our lives, and I'm sure that God just wants us to be humane and happy human beings, content, at peace, enjoying his gift of life and all the good things which he provides. I've often enjoyed a holiday at home in Saltcoats. I learned a valuable lesson. Happiness does not have to involve an aeroplane and sunshine. It's possible to be very content with life right here at home where we live it most.